天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎大家收听天路导向节目，我是主持人李舒雅。我们现在正在进行的系列呢，是圣灵的果子。在前几期节目当中，麦克牧师讲述了圣灵九果中的前两个果子，仁爱和喜乐。它使我们明白了，上帝的爱是我们喜乐的源泉，也是我们抵抗压力的良药。那么，圣灵的第三个果子是什么呢？我们又当如何祷告寻求，才可以结出丰硕的果实呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起进入今天的节目吧。
Listening friends, what a joy it is to know that you are there hearing this program.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能收听我们今天的节目。
And we have been going through a series of messages on the fruit of the Spirit.
我们正在讲圣灵的果子系列信息。
We began by explaining how stress is very important to the manifestation of the fruit.
在开始的时候，我们介绍了压力对圣灵果子的表现有多么的重要。
And we looked at love and joy.
我们又介绍了仁爱和喜乐。
And this is the third of the fruit of the Spirit, and it is peace.
今天开始介绍圣灵的第三种果子，也就是和平。
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you became envious of another person?
你是否曾经嫉妒过别人呢？
Even though you are content where you are, yet you discover that an old friend has become more successful than you are.
尽管你对自己目前的处境挺满意的，然而当你发现一个老朋友比你更成功时，
What go through your mind?
你脑子里想的是什么呢？
Do you wish him ill?
希望他生病。
Do you hope he will fail?
希望他失败。
Does your attitude toward this person change?
你对这个人的态度有变化吗？
If that's what you do, do you know what is happening to you?
如果这就是你的想法，你知道出了什么问题吗？
You have become infected with a deadly virus called envy.
你已经被感染了一个要命的病毒，叫嫉妒。
And one of the serious symptoms of that virus of envy is the loss of peace.
这种病一个很严重的症状就是失去了和平。
In most cases, when that happens, you don't have sufficient antidotes to win the secret war that will be with you for a long time.
大多数的人都没有足够的好办法来赢取这场内心的征战，而这场战争将持续很长的一段时间。
No wonder Proverbs 14:30 tells us.
难怪箴言14:30告诉我们，
A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones.
心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
For those of you tuned in into this broadcast for the first time, we have begun a series of messages on the fruit of the Spirit.
第一次收听我们节目的朋友请注意，我们正在讲圣灵的果子这个系列的信息。
So far we have discussed love and joy.
到目前为止我们谈过了仁爱和喜乐。
And today we come to peace.
今天我们谈和平。
In fact, in Galatians 5, Paul lists jealousy and envy as the works of the flesh.
实际上在加拉太书第五章， 保罗将嫉妒和记恨列入肉体的情欲。
Let us read Galatians 5:19-21.
我们来读第五章十九节到二十一节。加拉太书第五章十九到二十一节。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
As we saw before, works of the flesh are working in the opposite direction of the fruit of the Spirit.
如同我们前面看过的，肉体的情欲总是和圣灵的果子背道而驰。
And that is why Paul goes on in verse 21 of chapter 5 of Galatians to say,
这就是为什么保罗在加拉太书五章二十一节那里说，
I warn you as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事的人必不能承受神的国。
Envy is like a virus.
嫉妒就像一种病毒。
That virus causes you to resent people for what they have, which you don't have.
这种病毒让你因为别人拥有你没有的东西时怨恨他们。
A widely circulated magazine recently dubbed the decade of the 90s as the age of complainers.
一个广为发行的杂志最近称90年代为抱怨者的时代。
Complaining is often the product of envy.
抱怨经常源自嫉妒。
Envy is not a virus that is exclusive to those who don't have anything.
是否一无所有的人才会染上嫉妒这种病毒呢？
Not necessarily.
未必。
King Ahab of Israel had everything.
以色列国王亚哈拥有一切。
But when he could not get a tiny little field that belonged to a poor man by the name of Naboth, he became sick with envy.
但是当他因得不到穷人拿伯的一小块田地时，他就产生了嫉妒。
He pouted and sulked until his wicked wife, Queen Jezebel, plotted to kill the poor man.
他不满生气，于是他那邪恶的妻子皇后耶洗别谋杀了这个可怜的人。
And took his field from him to satisfy her wicked and envious husband.
并抢夺了他的田产，来满足他邪恶又好嫉妒的丈夫。
It is not only those people who have nothing who are envious.
不仅一无所有的人会嫉妒。
But those who have everything.
拥有一切的人同样会嫉妒。
You will find the story in your Bible in 1 Kings 21:1-24.
你可以在你的圣经《列王记》上二十一章一到二十四节看到这个故事。
There are some people who have everything and yet they are envious.
有些人拥有一切，然而他们还是会嫉妒。
And yet I have known people who had very little in terms of material possessions, and yet they are contented and had the peace of God.
然而我认识一些人。虽然他们只拥有很少的物质财富，却能知足，并且拥有从主而来的和平。
Even though these people are poor, they rejoice for the blessings of others.
尽管这些人贫穷，但他们却为别人能蒙受福气而喜乐。
My listening friends, please listen to me carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
Envy has nothing to do with what you have.
嫉妒和你拥有些什么没有关系。
Envy is an incapacitating virus.
嫉妒是一种能使人残废的病毒。
Envy is a dilapidating virus.
嫉妒是一种具有破坏性的病毒。
Envy is like a cancer that causes men to regress to childhood attitude and expressions.
嫉妒像一种癌症，让人退回到童年时的处事态度和表达方式。
Even a godly man like King David, when he coveted and envied, he ended up committing adultery and murder.
即使虔诚如大卫，当他贪恋和嫉妒别人时，最终不免犯下通奸和谋杀的罪。
And until he repented, he lost his peace.
直到最后他悔改了，才重得平安。
You will find this story in 2 Samuel chapter 11.
你可以在撒母耳记下11章找到这段史实。
Envy always causes strife and loss of peace.
嫉妒总是导致纷争，失去和平。
Make no mistake about it.
小心，不要在这方面犯错。
Write it down.
把这一点记下来。
In fact, the Greeks had a goddess named Iris.
实际上，希腊人有一个女神名叫艾瑞斯。
Let me tell you about her.
让我把她介绍一下。
Iris was the goddess who incited people into strife that comes out of envy.
她总是煽动人因嫉妒而争斗。
And that is why the New Testament writers, while they do not name this goddess by name, they constantly warned against strife that comes out of envy and jealousy.
所以新约的作者虽然没有指名道姓地提到这个女神，还是不断地提出警告，要我们提防这些因嫉妒而产生的斗争。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they knew that this was how you could lose your peace.
因为他们知道这样就可以让你失去和平。
But then,There is another virus that infects so many people.
但是另外还有一种会感染许多人的病毒。
And it produces the same results as envy.
也会产生跟嫉妒同样的后果。
Which is the loss of peace.
就是失去和平。
This virus is anxiety.
这个病毒就是忧虑。
Let me define anxiety for you.
让我来对忧虑下一个定义。
This is the way I am using the word in this message.
这是我在这个系列信息里提到的这个词时所表明的意义。
Anxiety is the preoccupation with the unimportant things in life and the false reasoning that if those things are attended to, life will be great.
忧虑就是让生命中一些不重要的事情占据了我们的心思，并误认为只有专心投入在这些事情上，生命才会变得更精彩。
I want to repeat that.
我来重复一下。
Anxiety is the preoccupation with the unimportant things in life and the false reasoning that if those things are attended to, life will be great.
忧虑就是让生命中一些不重要的事情占据了我们的心思，并误认为只有专心投入在这些事情上，生命才会变得精彩。
Let me tell you about Mary and Martha.
我来讲一下马大和玛利亚的故事。
Mary and Martha were sisters.
马大和玛利亚是姐妹。
Both loved the Lord Jesus.
都深爱主耶稣。
Both.Sought to please the Lord Jesus.
都希望得到主的喜悦。
Both were believers.
他们都是信徒。
In Luke chapter 10, verse 38, we read,
在路加福音第十章三十八节那里我们看到。
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him.
他们走路的时候耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接她到自己家里。
Yet Martha became preoccupied with the cooking of that perfect meal.
然而马大却用她全副心思去准备一顿完美的晚餐。
It means it has to be perfect.
就是说，她要求一切都完美无瑕。
She was preoccupied with the spotless house, that immaculate appearance.
他全情投入，把房子收拾得一尘不染。
Everything had to be done just right.
每件事都要恰到好处，毫无瑕疵。
Verse 40 of Luke 10.
在第十章四十节那里说。
But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made.
马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱。
The world is searching so hard for the peace of God.
世人都在努力地寻求神赐的和平。
The word peace is often used by many people, but few truly find it.
和平这个词很多人都会用，但是几乎没有人找到真正的和平。
Yet peace is the rightful inheritance of every believer in Jesus Christ.
然而和平对每个基督的信徒来讲都是一份该得的产业。
The whole world is looking for peace that passes understanding, and yet that peace can only be found in Jesus Christ.
世人都在寻找超越人类理解范围的和平，而真正的和平只能在耶稣基督里获得。
The world is desperately looking for peace, but only those who truly follow Jesus will have it.
世人都饥渴地寻求和平，但只有那些真正跟随主耶稣基督的人才能得到。
God gave it to his children through his son.
神通过自己的独生子赐和平给属神的儿女。
But the question is, why do God's people live a life of anxiety and envy just like the rest of the world?
但问题是，为什么神的子民仍旧过着一个充满忧虑和嫉妒的生活，就像其他世人一样呢？
This happens when they become preoccupied with the unimportant things in life.
这是因为他们的心思都被生命中那些不重要的事霸占了。
Martha was preoccupied with the unimportant.
马大的心思就是被那些不重要的事占据了。
While her sister Mary sought to spend time with Jesus.
而她的妹妹玛利亚却寻求多亲近主。
She sat at his feet to learn from him.
她坐在主的脚前虚心受教。
Verse 39 of Luke 10.
路加福音第十章三十九节说，
She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said.
她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
Martha's preoccupation with the unimportant things caused her envy and anxiety and loss of peace.
马大太投入在那些不重要的事情上，导致他嫉妒、忧虑，没有平安。
I am sure some of you probably are saying,
我相信你们中一些人可能会说，
What does a man know about cooking and housekeeping?
男人怎么会懂得煮饭、收拾屋子呢？
They are time consuming.
那太花时间了。
And I agree.
我同意。
This is true. Housekeeping work is time consuming.
不错，做家务很花时间。
But not if it is going to crowd Jesus out of your life.
但不能因此将耶稣挤出你的生活之外。
Men who are being consumed with sports or 16-hour work day is understandable.
男人在运动方面花很多时间，或一天工作16小时，是可以理解的。
But if it is going to crowd Jesus out of your life, then it is wrong.
但如果因此而将耶稣挤出你的生活，就是错误的了。
I'm telling you that right now, on the authority of the Word of God,
靠着神话语的权威，现在让我告诉你。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
I am the vine and you are the branches.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
If a man remains in me and I in him,
常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。
He will bear much fruit.
这人就多结果子。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
If anyone does not remain in me,
人若不常在我里面，
he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers.
就像枝子丢在外面枯干。
Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burnt.
人拾起来，扔在火里烧了。
Can you imagine Martha cooking up a storm?
你能想象马大心中正酝酿着一场暴风雨吗？
Working frantically and getting more and more frustrated with her sister.
忙乱地工作着，并且对她妹妹越来越不满的情景吗？
Can't you see her looking at her sister out of the corner of her eyes?
你能看到她不断地对她妹妹瞪白眼吗？
Watching her sitting there learning from Jesus.
眼看着他一直坐在那里听耶稣讲话而不满吗？
Can you imagine her kneading and scraping, slaving over a hot oven?
你能想象她在火红的炉头边辛辛苦苦的揉面呢、啊、刷锅子吗？
Feeding the oven with wood and keeping the fire going?
又不断给炉子加木柴把火挑旺起来的情景吗？
Can't you just see her with her teeth gritting so hard and her jaw was about to explode?
你想象得到她紧咬牙关下巴好像要爆炸似的样子吗？
Can't you imagine her thinking, this sister of mine?
你还可以想象她心里在想我这个妹妹。
She is insensitive.
真不像话。
She doesn't care if Jesus would have a decent meal or not.
她不关心耶稣是否有一顿好吃的。
She doesn't care if Jesus sits on a clean floor or not.
也不担心耶稣坐的地方干不干净。
She doesn't care about perfections and appearances.
她不在乎外观的整洁和一切是否完善。
Oh, this sister of mine, she is just too spiritual for her own good.
哦、oh, ，这个妹妹，她只关心自己的精神享受。
And Martha's anxiety caused her a loss of peace.
马大这么烦躁，使她失去了和平。
And finally, she lashed out at Jesus.
最后，她把一肚子怨气都发在耶稣身上。
Jesus, say something to my sister.
主啊，说说我的妹妹呀、啊。
Tell her to do something useful.
派她做些有用的事吗？
Drum some common sense into her.
教教她做人的基本道理啊。
She is not a perfectionist like me, and that's terrible, Jesus, don't you think?
她不像我，凡事都要做得完美。主耶稣啊，你不认为这很糟糕吗？
Let me read to you verse 40 of chapter 10 of the Gospel of Luke.
让我来读路加福音第十章四十节。
She came to Jesus and asked him, Lord,Don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself?
她进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？
Tell her to help me.
请吩咐她来帮助我。
And I want to tell you more about Mary and Martha.
我想多讲一些关于马大和玛利亚的事给你听。
I want to tell you more about Martha's loss of peace.
我想多谈谈马大失去平安的问题。
And I want to tell you about Jesus' answer to Martha's envious request.
也想告诉你主耶稣怎样回应马大的嫉妒。
But now we have run out of time.
但我们的时间快到了。
Until we meet again.
就让我们下次节目再见。
I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。
非常感谢大家的收听。是啊，全世界的人都在饥渴地寻求和平，无论是外在的军事政治上的和平，还是自己内心的和平，以及与周围人的和睦，但事实却让我们失望不已啊。感谢麦克牧师的教导，让我们明白内心的忧虑都是来自于我们与耶稣的关系不够亲密。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿我们每天都可以花更多的时间来到耶稣面前，亲近他，聆听他的声音。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目到这里就结束了，我们下期再会。
都有 脚步。